Yeah.
Well, great to be here at Green Heck, a company that, just like the state, has had a rebound in the last several years. Since 2009, they've added some 300 employees here in the state of Wisconsin. That gets them now to the point where they're over 1,900 employees in the state of Wisconsin. We want to see them continue to grow, just as we want to see businesses in general, employers in general grow, but particularly in manufacturing. And that's why we're highlighting some of the things we've done to help manufacturers with the production tax credit, $100 million more into worker training, some of the other incentives to put more people to work in the state through helping our technical colleges and our high schools. And Green Heck's a good example of companies we can help grow.
You'd mentioned tax incentives that are going to help manufacturers through 2016. Highlight that a little bit.
Yeah, both in manufacturing and in agriculture, we have a production tax credit that starts out this past tax year, but will go through 2016. It ends up being 7.5%, which for most employers in the state wipes out almost all of their taxable liability to the state of Wisconsin. Most businesses pay individual income taxes. At the high end, they're paying just over 7.5%. Even corporations are at the high end are paying 7.9%. In both instances, a 7.5% credit will wipe out almost all of that taxable liability. And that means when you see equipment like we see behind us here today, that really makes a difference, because they can take that money and instead of paying it in higher taxes to the state, they can reinvest that in new equipment. And new equipment overwhelmingly is what puts people to work.
You have been considering some tax changes. Mm-hmm. Any hint as to what might come up in the state of the state as far as an income tax elimination maybe?
No, any of the talks we're having right now, I mean, we'll talk about cutting taxes again, because I've made a commitment. Every year I'm in office, I want to cut taxes. I've done that the last 3 years. We've cut taxes by more than, about $1.5 billion. We'll make announcements about what more we're going to do in 2014. But really, the discussions we've had thus far and we'll continue to have throughout this year are in preparations for the 2015 budget about not only cutting taxes, providing tax relief, but what's the best way to do it, looking at tax reform. What's the most effective way to do that in terms of improving the economy, putting incentives for adding more jobs, adding more prosperity in the state? The only thing I made clear is the only tax plan I've laid out is I want to cut taxes every year I'm in office. How we do that, whether it's through the income tax, the property tax, some other form, is really something we hope to have an ongoing dialogue over the next year on. There are some cynics, I guess, who want to pretend like they know what our plan is, but we made it very clear. Our only goal is we will cut taxes overall every year I'm in office. How we best do that is something we want to have a discussion with the public on.
We obviously here talking about manufacturing today. What can you say about New Page? New Page was a mill that was just recently acquired. Mm-hmm. They've kind of had a bunch of change of ownership. How is that going to affect the manufacturing business here?
Well, I think overall we've seen it with DuPage. We saw it with Wausau Papers and others. What we want to do is create a better business environment, not just specific to one business or one mill, but overall create an environment where it's healthy, not only from a tax standpoint, but from a regulatory and litigation standpoint. We want to make the best business environment possible, so that no matter who the owner is of any of these facilities, they'll want to do business in the state of Wisconsin because the climate is best for them to do business here. And so that's why it's really important that we don't just focus on individual companies or individual owners, but we change the overall climate. That's why one of the best things that I've seen in the last few years as an indicator of that is back in 2009, when the statewide Chamber of Commerce did a survey of employers in the state, only 4% thought we were heading the right direction. In 2010, it wasn't much different. Only about 10% thought we were in the right direction. Late last year, the same chamber did a survey statewide and found that 95% of the employers in the state feel we're heading the right direction. I think that's a good sign that no matter who the ownership group is of any given company, big or small, that if employers are feeling like things are getting better, it's heading in the right track, they feel like there's more well-trained, well-prepared employees or potential employees available, those are all the things that are going to lead to a healthier economy.
Not that long ago, you were able to announce the moving of Amazon to the southeastern part of the state, some other companies coming from other states. Any new ones in the works that might be moving to Wisconsin soon?
Oh, there's plenty of our discussions we've had on the borders, certainly with the businesses in northern Illinois, as well as increasingly with companies just across the St. Croix River in Minnesota. Those are important. We'll announce some more and probably even some in the state of the state. But it's also about helping companies that are here. That's probably our number one priority, is helping companies already in the state grow. Along the ways, we've not only had wins over the state live. Cladra Consulting here in Wausau is a good example of a company we brought in from outside of the state that came into north central Wisconsin because of the better business climate and the partnership between the state and the mayor and the city of Wausau as well.
Do you have any advice for Governor Chris Christie right now, kind of what's going on with what's going on in New Jersey right now?
No, in his case, I mean, that's one where I don't know enough about the details to comment. I got my hands full being governor of the state of Wisconsin, so I'll leave that up to him and his advisors.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for holding
everything. Have a good one.
Good to see you.
Thank you.
Yep. Have a nice day, sir.
You too. Mm-hmm.
Any more staffs?